Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast.
Hi, this is Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine. Welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today I'm joined by Jeff Tyler, the CEO of STAR, which stands for Serving the American Rinks. We're standing out here in frozen Eagle River, Wisconsin, at the banks of Dollar Lake. Jeff, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, quite an undertaking you have here with this pond hockey event. Can you just tell, when did you guys start putting in all these rinks?
Well, the local volunteer fire department laid out all the rinks previous to us getting here. Two of our staff members, Corey Portner and John Monteleone, were here on Monday and started helping out, getting the rinks cleared, getting all the banks squared up, and then this year we added center lines for the first time on every rink, and so they went through the process of putting the center lines in with paper and building ice over the top of them so they stay submerged as opposed to people skating through them.
Nice. Now, how many rinks do you have out here?
We have 24 rinks total.
Wow. And approximately how long does it take to build one of these rinks?
You know what? Tell you the truth, I'm not sure how long the fire department has been working on getting everything laid out, but as far as what we've done since Monday, we had a pump truck set up with two hoses on it, and we've been flooding each rink by hand, and that's been taking about 30 to 45 minutes.
And what's the purpose of flooding it, just to get a nice smooth ice surface?
Yeah, try to get it as smooth as possible and get rid of any sort of cracks. We've been, yesterday we spent some time slushing in some of the bigger cracks, obviously with the warmer weather earlier in the week, and now the cold weather, we're going to get a lot of cracking, and we'll be responsible for taking care of all the cracks.
Wow. Now what they were saying is like, you guys were a little bit worried earlier, right? Because you didn't know what the weather was going to be like, but actually Mother Nature's actually worked out in your favor.
Yep. Except for the snow that came this morning. We were up at 4:30 this morning, got out to the lake by 5 o'clock, and we got into our skid loaders with the brushes on them to start cleaning all the snow. There's about 2.5 inches of snow out on the surface, so we went out there and cleaned that out. The fire department has a couple guys with plow trucks that are working on it as well, and hopefully the snow will stop so we can have some clean surfaces to play on soon.
Oh, absolutely. Well, how deep is this ice? How thick is this ice? I mean, you got trucks driving around on that.
Yeah.
How thick is the ice?
About 15 to 17 inches right now.
Okay.
Generally, I'd like it a little bit thicker than that, so there's limited parking on the lake itself this year. Just closer to the shoreline. In the past, they've been able to do a lot of parking out on the lake, but not this year, just for safety concerns.
Absolutely. Well, I would think if I'm in a car out on that lake, I want it a little bit thicker myself.
Yeah, for sure.
So, can you talk a little bit about the team effort? I mean, you guys from STAR, which are the professionals. You've got the local fire department and all that. It seems like it's quite an undertaking. Can you talk about the team effort?
Yeah. Like I said earlier, the fire department does a lot of the legwork leading up to the event. They get a professional surveyor out there to get all the rinks laid out. And then they do the initial flooding with their pump trucks. And we came and put the lines in, all that sort of thing. Yesterday when we were done, the fire department came out again and brought their pump trucks out. Did a heavy flood, and we'll do the same thing again today. After the event's over, if we have to get any snow off the rinks, we'll go out with the skid loaders and brushes. They'll take their trucks with the plows on it. We'll take care of that, and then the pump trucks for the fire department will flood all 24 rinks again.
Wow, and that'll take place after the games?
Yep, as soon as the games are done today.
Wow.
And then if we get any snow during the night, we'll be back first thing in the morning to clean them off again.
Wow, no rest for the weary.
Nope.
Well, I guess the last question is, What's the condition of the ice? Or how, I mean, this will get chewed up pretty good during the course of the day, won't it?
Yeah, now that today is going to be, I think the high is supposed to be 14.
Ice.
Ice will be a little more brittle, so it'll get chewed up a little bit more. There's four of us with Star that will be monitoring six rinks apiece, and so we'll be monitoring them throughout the day, and if we need to go out and fill any cracks with slush, we'll be ready to do that, and hopefully everything will stay on time, and the ice will be good for the guys.
Well, with the professionals from Star, I know it will. I mean, you guys do an awesome job. So, hey, Jeff, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today, and hopefully you can get a little bit of sleep and have fun out here in Eagle River.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Well, that's it for another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Make sure you stick around next week when we'll have more news from around the hockey world.